Well, I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. What is this? Our second call into 2010. And today, rather than sit back and listen, well, you're going to enjoy it for sure, but rather than sit back and take a non-participatory, we're all going to get to participate today rather than just Vance do most of the talking, or at least 50% of it. So I'll give some quick instructions in a bit here. But first, I want to invite Colleen Thomas from Iowa, who I believe is snowbirding someplace a little bit warmer than Iowa. If you hit star 6 on your line, and that'll bring you on board, and I think I hear you now. Is that
good? Good morning, Vance. This is Colleen Thomas.
Good morning, Colleen. Well, good to have you. Hey, you guys, we're gonna do something that we haven't done in a while, and we're gonna start off with a wonderful testimony that Colleen wanted to, or I guess I should say, offered to share with us. And as soon as we're done with that, we're gonna jump into kind of a part two, a follow-up of what we started last week when it comes to setting goals or setting resolutions or making decisions of things that we want to change and see take place in our life. And how do we back that up? What do we use for fuel to back that up? We all have different, Chuck Branham says, pithy sayings, you know, things that motivate us, things that we remember that kind of torque our bolts in the morning, that, you know, kind of a gentle reminder. So after Colleen is done sharing, I want to invite everybody else to, if you've got something that you'd like to share with the group, hit star 6 on your phone line. And join the group chariot, and I'm gonna actually write most of these down. Don't know if I'm gonna necessarily get them all typed up for everybody, but I encourage you to grab pen and paper and do the same, because we all have a boatload of things that we bring to the table, and I think it would be great for the group to hear that. So, Colleen, you've been in Nikken for how long now?
Well, it's been about four and a half years.
Okay, so fairly recently, and your introduction was, am I remembering correctly, a herniated disc?
Yeah, right.
So how did that happen?
Okay, well, I had an MRI in April. I had overlifted, and I was in 10 out of 10 pain. I couldn't walk or anything. It was really, really bad. And so I went to the doctor, and I had the MRI and found out I had a herniated disc and three bulge discs in my lower back. And I never had pain like that in my life. It was just excruciating. And the pain was in my back, and it went down to my leg, and that gave me sciatica and restless leg syndrome, which I had never had before. And believe me, those of you who have that, I know it's painful. It was just, like I said, 10 out of 10 pain, just horrendous. It also made my foot numb, and so I know what people who have neuropathy is like. It just felt like a wooden block. It was really, and it was bad. And my doctor recommended that I have a cortisone shot, and then if that doesn't work, surgery. And I said no to both, because I know of the toxicity of the shot and the unknown of the surgery. So many people that I've talked to and heard about who've had surgery were no better or even worse after. And I just didn't want to go that route if, you know, if at all possible. So I decided I used the Nikken magnetics, and also we use almost all of the nutritionals, because I feel that good health comes from keeping the body in prime health with proper nutrition. And I've researched the nutritionals. I taught nutrition for 32 years, and so I'm always researching nutrition to see, you know, what's the best. And I've compared nutritional vitamins, and I know of no better nutritionals than the Nikken products. They're just top.
Mm-hmm.
So then in April and May, I could hardly walk, actually not at all, without the assistance of my husband and a walker. And in June, I could walk around the block. At the end of July, I was walking a mile at slow speed without help, and that's slow speed. In August, I could walk 2 miles at slow speed. And today, I'm dancing and even dancing the polka, and oh, my back feels completely back to normal. I'm walking 2 to 4 miles a day at rapid speed, and I'm back to being very active. My sciatica and restless leg syndrome is completely gone. The foot is almost back to normal. The numbness is hardly there, but, you know, just slightly. The doctor, the chiropractor and massage and physical therapist said the nerves from the back grow back about 1 centimeter a month, if they do grow back. And my medical doctor said he didn't know if they would ever grow back, but they are. And my foot is about 4 to 5 years ahead of schedule. So, you know, I just thank McCann for my life back, because we never know what McCann can help to prevent.
Sure.
And that's why we feel the Nican Wellness Home is a priority in life. And
okay,
if we have to give up something else, we will, but not our wellness home.
Right. Now, you just answered a question, because you specifically talked about the nutritionals, but it has not just been a pair of insoles or a power patch or, you know, the optimizer. It's you went for the jugular and got the whole wellness home, and you feel that is credited towards everything turning around in your life?
Oh, definitely. It's just synergy, everything working together. We have the air wellness with the filtration. We have the water system and the optimizer. And we have about all the products for the magnetic. Because if one thing, you know, we never know when something's going to hurt, and so we just slap the magnet on. We have the sleep system, and we, you know, we just... I love everything, and I just, you know, really owe much of my feeling good to that. I flex 24 hours a day, you know, other than showering, and I have power patches. I have 4 on my lower back where my herniated disc was. I have 3 on my hip, which where my piriformis muscle is. And I think that's where my sciatica came from. Then I have power patches going down my leg, and I have a Kinko wrap on my lower part of my leg where my sciatica was, and another magnet, and of course the mag steps.
Okay, so it basically, as you mentioned earlier, it's everything working synergistically, and it's not just... attempting to kind of think, well, let's see how much bang for our buck we can get out of a, you know, $2 power patch. It's using everything together to allow the block to do what it should do. You know, Colleen, one last thing that pops into my mind is that I'm curious what, because surgery and cortisone shots are the two things that were suggested four and a half years ago. What would the turnaround time be for that? If did they estimate or give you an idea what would have taken place if you went that route, as far as the time frame, if the surgery was successful? Because I know that statistics, and I've talked to numerous people who have both had surgery and either had the results that they were expecting or did not, and then they went back in for another surgery. What was the time frame that they kind of figured it would take place for you?
Well, it's hard to tell, but the minimum, I would say, would be 6 months, but it would be a lot longer. My doctor said with back surgery, it's probably even 50% that it would do any good, and that's not very good odds. And a lot of people have just, after surgery, they've gotten worse. I know one lady who's had, like, 4 surgeries, and she's still in pain, so it's just a route I didn't want to go if I didn't have to, and I didn't have to.
So, and Nican definitely did the job, and I don't think you probably would have even estimated that or had any idea that you'd be where you're at today as a result of it. Being able to dance polka, that's quite an accomplishment.
Right. Yeah. It's gone a lot faster than I expected, and I'm just pretty much totally back to normal again, doing what I, you know, was always doing, and it's just wonderful. You know, we never know what we can is going to prevent and what it's going to help, and it's a great, great company. I just really, really like it.
Yeah, well, obviously. And Colleen, one last question, and this is one of the two that a guy is never supposed to ask a gal. But how young are you today?
Thanks, Vance.
Anytime.
I will, at the 26th of this month, I'll be 61 years old.
61, okay. All right.
But I won't feel 61, okay?
Well, you don't sound 61. And see, I just had to ask that because a lot of people think, well, you know, here's someone who might be in their, you know, early 30s, and they're going to bounce back regardless of what they do. And now, if you've got six decades under your belt, your body is pretty much accustomed to, you know, going a certain route. But to be able to realign it with what Nikan's given us is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much, Colleen, for sharing. And I'm going to let you take a stab at it first. And I was reading this the other day out of Oswald Chambers, who I'll share my favorite quote from, but the one sentence that kind of jumped out at me, that all our vows and resolutions end in denial because we have no power to carry them out. And, you know, this is the time of year when people make New Year's resolution, they make vows, they make goals. We say, hey, I want to be here. And then all of a sudden, if we don't have any fuel or any power to back it up, then it ends in failure because there's just nothing to kind of get us going. Colleen, is there a certain saying or phrase or even a biblical verse that, you know, you hold on to that kind of empowers you every day?
Okay, well, there's several things. One is to do unto others as we want them to do unto ourselves, and I always think we need to put ourselves in others' shoes. I always thank God for everything and ask Him to help and bless us so that we can help others to feel good. That's one of the main goals, is to help others so they aren't in pain, having a positive attitude. And my husband has one for me that he always says, and it's, go girl.
Go girl. Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, I have a few that Stacy probably wouldn't want me to share with the group that I say that I've picked up over my life, and they're kind of comical. But, well, great. And, again, thank you for sharing. And I'm going to open up the line now because I'd love to have other people share. If you've got a great phrase that you latch on to, all you need to do is hit *6 on your phone, and that'll bring you onto the host line. And after you've done share, or after you've done sharing, hit *6 again, and that'll mute you back, and it'll help cut out any background distraction noise. And if you're in an area where there's a lot of noise, just hang tight, and we'll let you share. But I don't want to have, there's a bit of background noise right now, and I know we can eliminate that by either muting your line out or whatever. So who wants to jump on in?
Sean.
Grace Rowe.
Good morning, Grace.
Good morning. Two things. Peter and I have always had an acronym that gets us going, which is GSA. So we get up in the morning and talk about our GSA, which is goal-specific activity.
Goal-specific activity. Okay, I like it.
Really easy to just get into everything that at the end of the day has to be done again tomorrow. So GSA, and then the other thing is you can plan for what you want or settle for what you get.
Plan for what you want
or settle for what you'll get.
Or settle for what you get. Fantastic. All right, great. Thank you, Grace, and thank
Welcome.
You, Peter. Appreciate it greatly. I like it.
Vance?
Yes.
This is Steve.
Yes.
Sean McGowan on the call the other night made this statement. I think he made this statement also on your call, one of the Saturday calls. But he says, if you want, if you want what you've never had, you have to do something you've never done.
If you want what you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. Absolutely. And Steve, how is that, since you heard that, how has that empowered you?
It just reminds me that I just have to get past the comfort zone and stick your hand out and say hi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Well, we'll thank Sean McGowan for that statement via Steve Crowfoot. So from Florida to Utah. All right. Okay.
Hey, Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
This is your dad.
Go for it, Dad.
I couldn't help but relate to Colleen, what she was saying.
I knew you would. I knew you would be, you'd be relating to that one, because that takes you back to, 1973?
Yeah.
You had your surgery?
I wasn't so lucky as her to find Nikon so quick, because it took me 18 years before I found it. I had a lot of pain for 18 years before I got on the Nikon products. And it's kind of amazing, too, because here yesterday I was out stacking wood. And you, if I could explain this to you, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'm putting wood logs in my boiler, and they're about 1 foot in diameter by 1 foot long. And I stacked about a quarter of that yesterday by myself.
You said how long, Dad?
4 foot long by 1 foot. That was some of the small ones. But they got up to about 22-inch diameters.
Okay, so you're talking logs that weigh anywhere from, 150 pounds or so?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Okay. So. And I don't have to worry about asking your age, Dad. You and Mom are approaching, what are we coming up on, 68 now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
What I tell people I'm doing at 67, I'm doing twice as much as what I was doing when I was 37.
Mm-hmm. And you did have the surgery, but you went through quite a bit of agonizing follow-up in those 18 years after that surgery.
Right.
So, Dad, let me spin the conversation back to the affirmations or pithy saying. What's one that you hold on to?
Well, the one that I made a commitment to is do it. Just, I think what you're talking about is doing a lot more reading in it. I'm not talking a lot of reading about business, but it's really interesting because of we're being back here in New York that I really got kind of engrossed in learning all this history that I didn't learn when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm reading a book that's established around 1776, when this country was founded. And it's uh-huh. amazing the things that went on and about how the British wanted to control this country and how if things would have changed that Canada and the United States could have been different, and just all the stuff that could have changed, but just a little bit different could have changed the whole way we live.
And so for your own life and I know because I've been a product of this for the last 41 years, small corrections, and that's something you taught me when learning to drive, that it's not jerking the steering wheel or it's not flowing the gas pedal or slamming on the brake. It's small corrections can get us back on the straight and narrow.
Right.
All right. Great. Okay, who wants to go next? Thank you, Dan.
Welcome.
And a quick reminder, all you have to do is hit *6 on your phone line and that'll bring you on to the host line.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Phil Hansen from Fairmont, Minnesota.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm 71, or will be 71 this summer, and I've been on Nikon's products since 94 with many, many injuries and many benefits. Now, as I'm approaching my 71st year, being a practicing artist within the venue of Total Wellness, my personal goals are identified with a timeline for completion as listed. I want to have a 3x5 matrix with bone health as the base, and by June 27th, I want to move from senior to gold, and then my physical accomplishments activity goals by June 23rd of 2010. I want to be able to swim consistently a half mile at any time I want, walk 4 miles any time per trip, cycle 25 miles any time per trip during a 12-minute run cover 1.5 to 1.7 miles per time.
Myself
to become a state qualifier as a cyclist for the senior games, which are held in 2011.
Okay, and here's the question I want to know. Joe, what do you hold on to motivate yourself in order to see those goals accomplished?
Well, I have accomplished a lot physically, so that's not a big problem. What I do is, I always think in my mind when I get up, the most important part of doing anything is to dress for the weather, dress immediately, and get out on a plan of what activity, what distance, what whatever you're going to do on a regular basis. And the nice part about all of this is I broke my ankle back in 01 very, very severely, and I didn't get osteodens and the calcium, et cetera, until Dr. Naidu launched in 2007 in Minneapolis. I started right away, and I first started to notice within 6 weeks a change in my ankle, which I've got 9 pins and 2 plates in. And by that July, I was able to run for the first time since it happened. And since that point in time, it has just improved more and more all the time, to the point now where I can't even tell that I have pins in, and my ankle is getting stronger. I was out cross-country skiing for a couple of times this fall, which I hadn't done. So what I use as a motivator is just simply just go out and do it.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of the way you're phrasing it. It's a little different play on the words of dress for success.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just simply go out and do what you're going to do on a daily basis, and then things will happen by just simply sharing my story, I guess, you know. But it's just alarming. Well, I've been walking for 4 miles for years, and 4 miles a day with the cardio strides on, but it always let me know where the pins were. Now, that's gone.
Wow.
And so now that's why I put down the running 1.5 to 1.75. If I can build it up to that in 12 minutes, I know that I will be in either good or excellent condition physically. I taught physical education, and I base this on Dr. Cooper's aerobics book.
And you know what amazes me, Joe, is I thought I was doing something great, 20 years ago when I could pull off running an 8-minute mile, and you're talking about walking that same distance or greater in 12 minutes. So you're moving along at a pretty nice pace there.
Yes, that's right. And in order for me to qualify for cycling, I've got to be able to cycle at least in the top five at a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, in 8 minutes and 14 seconds, which is about 23 miles an hour.
Wow. Well, Joe, I appreciate this because you've given those of us like myself who are 3 decades younger than you are some great hope that we can get out there and do it if we, take these things seriously and get out there and just, as they say in the South, get her done.
Yeah, that's
make it happen. And
yep.
If it's to be, it's up to me. Well, Joe, thank you so much. And I know that if you can do that, and you said you're in Wisconsin, correct?
No, I'm in, it's Phil, P-H-I-L, Hansen.
Oh.
I'm in Fairmont, Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay. So it's still pretty cold up there. All right.
We have probably the most snow we've had in 2 or 3 decades. We've really got a lot.
Wow.
It's cold. So, anyway.
All right. Well, thank you.
Up and go.
Thank you. Appreciate it greatly for sharing. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
All right. Okay. Well, who's going to try and top that one from Minnesota?
Hey, Vance.
Go ahead, Tim.
The two things. One, every time I'm doing something, I ask myself, is this a, I liked what that woman said about the something A. I said, is it an RGA? Is it a revenue-generating activity?
Revenue-generating activity. Okay.
Mary Dingman was on the phone, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, and she talked about how, you know, she has an intention with everything she does, and that's mine. Is what I'm doing going to be bringing in revenue, or is it going to be costing me, or is it moving me away from my goal? But the other thing is, in Jeremiah 29, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That any time that I have a, if I start getting down, I remember that, hey, the Lord's in control. And it's not always monetarily, but it's always he's got a plan for me. And that's my, just to remember that and then to move forward.
Exactly. You know, and Tim, what's fascinating about that is you hold on to one thought like that, that somebody who created this entire world can speak that over us, and knowing that, that's empowering, because that's the fuel that we're talking about that Oswald has mentioned, that, you know, I had referred to, that, I mean, if that can, you know, if we'll allow that, not only to get into our ears, but to get into our mind and into our spirit, I mean, that's so much bigger than we are, that if we can latch on to those, and as I've always said, that, you know, if nobody else shares our fingerprint, then why is anybody else going to share the exact plan and purposes that we'll have for our future? That, you know, it's so much bigger. And so thank you. Thank you for that reminder. And again, folks, that's in Jeremiah 29, if you want to go back and look it up. And I'm going to piggyback on what Tim just shared. And again, if you got something you want to share, hit *6 on your phone. That'll bring you in. But the two for me that I've always been kind of my springboard for anything is the first one right out of Oswald Chambers. I've read his book, or his collection, actually his wife's collections of his writings and teachings, compiled in My Utmost for His Highest, great daily source of wisdom and guidance, I guess. But the one phrase that I've always latched on to is that God does not give me overcoming life, but he gives me life as I overcome. It's my decision, as Phil was saying, you got to make a decision to get out there and do it immediately, whatever it is you're going to do. And like Tim's saying, if it's not revenue-generating activity, then it's revenue-depreciating activity. It's going to cut us down. And then the other one, my verse that I absolutely love is in the Old Testament as well, Habakkuk 1:5. Loosely paraphrased, it simply says that, hey, I'm going to do something in your life. And this is God speaking over us, that I'm going to do something in your life that if somebody, a perfect stranger, were to walk up to you off the street and tell you all the great things that are going to happen, you would not even believe them, because they're so vast and so such magnitude. And, you know, that's really what needs to happen if we would, again, allow that to permeate into who we are. Realize that there's so much greater things that are in front of us. And, you know, if people in their 60s and 70s can grab hold of this, then what's the reason that the rest of us can't? So those are my two. All right, who wants to go next? I know we've got people live on the line, so go ahead. Well, we've got some kids that are eager to share. No more adults? Well, if I'm like, guy, I thought for sure we'd have a whole lot more great pithy sayings. Maybe some of you haven't figured out how to hit *6 on your line, or...
Well, I just want to try to see if anyone puts it.
Hey, Vance, it's Tim again.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was listening to a set of CDs that one of my people sent me, and by a gal named Artemis Limpert, and she was interviewing her. She played a clip from Steve Jobs when he was you know, the founder of Apple. And one of the things I thought that was really quite good on that CD was He says, always stay hungry and stay foolish. Don't take yourself so seriously. You've got to be, you know, like Les Brown says, you've got to be hungry. You've got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be willing to, you know, you got to be willing to go in and fail. Another thing that was on there was very good is give people, when you're talking with your folks and we're working with a group, give people permission to fail beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do things for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting thing, because some of us are either parents or grandparents right now, and we have to allow, as much as it hurts sometimes, you know, as a parent of an 8 and 11-year-old, that I have to allow them, rather than jumping in there and doing it for them, I have to allow them to fail so they can see that, hey, it's okay. And, you know, it hurts. You know, and I think I shared this a couple weeks ago when our daughter came home after taking the state assessment test for math. And if I remember the numbers correctly, and I could be way off on this, but she said, Daddy, the Excel level is a score of 229. And I said, okay, Ken, what did you get? And she looked at me and she said, oh, I got 242. And I said, so you, in other words, you got 13 points above the Excel level. And she said, yeah. And she was really funny, because she kind of added this really quirky grin on her face. And I said, Ken, I am so proud of you. That is amazing. Well, 24 hours later, she comes home from school and took the next test in her, where she's at as far as her book. After you're doing 5 lessons, then you take the test. And she took the test, and she got a C on it. And she was devastated. And so what was so ironic was being able to explain to her and say, you know, Kenna, the state test that you took completely overshadows any other little test. Well, that one shows up on my report card. It went on to remind her that, yeah, but you've already established yourself up here. And, you know, the great thing is, if we allow ourselves permission to fail every once in a while, it's a great reminder that we can get up, back up and do it again. Kim, thank you for sharing that, because that's huge, especially as independent network marketers, independent wellness consultants. We've got to be willing to get out there and allow ourselves to fail every once in a while. It's okay. You know, not a terrible thing.
Now, that's where you get, you know, everybody wants to have insight about how this works, but we've got to go through the experience. We get the insight from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do it ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if there's no one else that wants to chime in here, I know Tim and I could have a great discussion for quite some time, because we have a wonderful camaraderie that seems to connect. We had a great time at our last Rhythm event here in Portland.
Matt?
Yes, go ahead, Mom.
This is your mother. Several little things going through my mind. I feel blessed that I have 3 sons that I've learned an awful lot from as they have gone through their adult years, in addition to the lessons that I learned as mothering. But I just have to want to chime in and say that one of the things that you led me to was the reminder of the book that you just talked about, My Utmost for His Highest, and I got it in the journal form. And when you commented on what you commented on, I couldn't help but just grin and giggle, because what happened to me with that one quote, all our vows and resolutions end in denial because we have no power to carry them out. God has such a sense of humor. The day before, at least 2 of the commitments I made to do better on, by the end of the day, I had totally failed, and I was really beating myself up and thinking, well, here it is, the 4th day of the year, and I have not even succeeded through 4 days. And the next morning I get up, and that was my 2nd reading, because I do a longer one first, because this one's very, very short. And I couldn't help but just smile, because I had tried really hard the day before and felt really, really down. and was just thinking about that in two ways with what you said regarding McKenna. One is, it looks like you may be learning some things later in life from your daughter also. And two, that it's a way that we remain humble when we don't achieve always in, to the extent that we want to on what we set ourselves to do. So just a couple of thoughts that have really been driven home in the last few days, the first few days of this year. So I love the readings. And
so if you had to boil that down into a simple phrase, Mom, what would it be?
Well, I just repeat all the vows and resolutions end in denial because we have no power to carry them out.
That's just
a great click for me because when we try so hard to do something on our own, that's not the way it works best for me, by any means.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of pithy quotes, but I do know what I rely on.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned your three sons, and I'll chime in here on their behalf. Older brother Spencer, we're all 2 years apart, and one of the things that he always, when we were youth pastoring, used to always tell the kids, fix your face. You know, fix your face. And I find myself telling, as sad as this to admit, but ever since Stacy and I were first married, I'd say that to her, you know, it's okay. You know, it's kind of like people say, you know, you develop a poker face. Well, ours for, you know, as Ben's taught me, it's fix your face. You know, regardless of what's going on or, you know, your reaction to something, change it. And we've learned over the years that through motivational teachers and speakers that if you'll change your outward appearance, it can completely change your destiny as far as how people perceive you and what they're going to, you know, give you in return. And then, you know, as Tim reminded us, give people permission to fail, you know, allow people to do that. And then as Steve Jobs said, you know, stay foolish. My younger brother, Nick, is always, you know, when something goes a little bit off or, you know, instead of reacting to that or taking it from the negative angle, he always just looks at, especially if it involves somebody, another person, he will always just under his breath say, who raises these people? You know, looking at an adult and ask that question, who raises these people? How do they get where they're at? You know, what upbringing did they have that was different than mine? And he fully knows the answer to this, that he didn't have the setting growing up. Or I should say he was much more fortunate. We were much more fortunate having parents that wanted to instill some of these thoughts, both biblical and then the greatest wisdom from man, that we can change our destiny if we'll, you know, change the course of where we're headed. And you start going over some of these things. And though they may be simple, but fixing your face, and as Phil said, you know, you dress for success, you know, get out there and do it. And, you know, if you want something you've never had, do something you've never done.
There's another connection there. Fix your face, adjust your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude determines your altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see yourself looking and feeling and showing good, then that is going to affect your attitude, and that is definitely going to affect what you accomplish. So,
Absolutely. Well, hey, gang, we hit 40 minutes, which is kind of when I would like to have things wrapped up. So I want to thank everybody who has shared. If you didn't get a chance to share, you can always email it, and I may just include it in my weekly tip, and I'd love to have those. And as always, you can reach us at vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers995 at AOL.com. And we'd love to include those.
Hey, Vance, before we shut off.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a great program, so I like, since you're throwing your family side on, I figure I'd get mine on too.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, Greg.
Oh, Greg, I'm sorry.
No problem.
This is Steve Hogan's son. Go ahead.
A couple of them that I use to think about a lot. one when it comes to the religious side of things. It's live your life in such a way that those that know you but don't know him will want to know him because they know you.
Live your life
in such a way.
In such a way.
That those that don't know you, that those that don't know him but know you, will want to know him because they know you.
Okay.
And then another one is good judgment comes from using your wisdom, but gaining wisdom comes from lots of bad judgment.
Good judgment. Say that again. Good judgment.
Good judgment comes from using your wisdom, but gaining wisdom comes from lots of bad judgment.
Okay. And I'll finish these after I hang up the line so I can get permission. But good. Okay, got it. You know, that goes right back to, you know, allowing yourself to fail. You know, you,
yep.
you make mistakes and you learn from them, and sometimes we can learn from other people. And, you know, and I can tell, Greg, that you've walked this out a time or two, I'm guessing, right? Well, thank you so very much. Well, again, I want to thank everybody who shared, and if you know somebody that you think would benefit from both these testimonies, we had a couple of fantastic product testimonies from Colleen Thomas and then Phil Hansen. Absolutely fantastic results with Nikan products. And, you know, that's the thing, and Nikan doesn't just affect us physically, but it affects us mentally and spiritually in so many other ways and affects our family. So if you've got somebody that you think would benefit from listening to this, Steve Crowford, who shared about in the middle of the call, he records these and puts them on his website. And that website, again, is www.canbeforyou.biz, B-I-Z, and again, slower, that's www.can, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, and the letter U, canbeforyou.biz, B-I-Z, as in short for business, and then the last two characters on there are /S, as in Saturday. So those are on that website, these calls, and if you want to dial in live, if you're listening to this via CD and you've never, or on the website, or via CD and you've never had a chance to jump in live every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., that's West Coast time, phone number is area code 218-548-1536. Again, that's 218-548-1536, and the passcode is, again, 1536, and then the pound button. So, again, thank you guys so much for sharing. Look forward to having you join us next week. In the next few weeks, we've got some wonderful guests lined up that I know are going to be motivating and uplifting as they share their Nikan journey. So I want to wish everybody a fantastic weekend. Those of you who are in the colder parts of the country, stay warm. And those of you who are in the warmer parts of the country, well, you can just kind of pray some of that warmth up our direction, because it is not fun when the wind blows by your house at, yes, 101 miles an hour is what they clocked it at. I think that was Thursday night. So, but we're managing to hang in there. So you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye for now.